Now, as our last caller mentioned, let's do a little short review, and this will kind of bring some of these things back into your the front of your frontal lobes, you know, help you think about them. Of course, in our first session, we learned how to create a crucible of love in our number one center, the Sacred Heart, and combine that with the second center, which is the pineal. Now, in this center, we can pull in the undifferentiated light of source, which is huge. We next learned about the luminous white star tetrahedron, which is perfectly balanced with the feminine and masculine of the divine, and that is also placed within that Sacred Heart crucible. All this together forms that crucible of love, which is the foundation of our transformation. Now, during the next two sessions, after that, we discuss the importance of the sapphire blue star tetrahedron. It is much more than the bridge that assists in joining together the 14 chakra system, so it functions in unity. But it does open up the opportunity to begin to activate a 21 chakra system. And our last session concentrated on the merging of the first, the second, and the third triads to form a triadic configuration that works together. With the addition of the third triad, you now have opened up your entire system to the cosmos, which is unlimited. Now, in tonight's session, we will teach and expand concepts about the Merkaba field. Once you have activated this field, it is always active and spinning, whether you pay attention to it or not. It's just automatic. What alters it is your ability to keep those rotations at 100% the speed of light. You influence the vibratory rate of the Merkaba field, whether you are conscious of it or not. The things that cause a drop in the rotation are your separated thoughts and emotions, and your inability to maintain a balanced masculine-feminine state because of the wounding that has occurred in these two parts of you. This is why the last two sessions were designed to refresh your memory of some tools that are important to use so that you can maintain that 100% speed of light rotation. Each time that you fall into any type of separation consciousness through the use of your thoughts and emotions, or you cannot maintain the feminine-masculine balance, you create a wobble in that field. The vibrations then fall in some part of the Merkaba field, and it becomes unbalanced. As our guides are speaking to us this evening, they have asked that you listen to the concepts that they will present. But, most importantly, pay attention to the energetics that are being created. Pay attention to how you are feeling, how your consciousness is expanding, and what is happening in your unified field. Now, next we will welcome the collective consciousness of Lord Michael, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and Archangel Uriel. Then we will hold a Q&A session. Now, please make sure that your questions are concerning the subject matter that they covered this evening and not about personal issues. When you have a question, remember to push the star 6 and then the number 1 on your phone to be put back in that queue that we used earlier. And lastly, after that session, they will conduct an energetic guided meditation. Once that is done, our session will be concluded. Now, please note that we plan on being with you again live on May the 16th. So we can complete the full activation of your Merkaba field. So now, please take a deep breath, and let's assist Joan in bringing forth this wonderful collective consciousness.